1.5 How to Read a Case Structure. Official reports are published by the government, state or federal, and generally include only the official opinions, also called cases, of the court. Unofficial reporters are published by private publishers such as West Publishing. They contain the same opinion word for word as well as tools to assist the researcher. These tools include syllabus. This is a short synopsis of the case. It provides the researcher with a snapshot of the legal matter and the result of the case. Headnotes. A headnote is a summary of a specific portion of the case. Each headnote is numbered 1, 2, 3, etc. And each headnote number refers to a point within the opinion. Unfortunately, if there is only a single headnote for the case, it is left unnumbered. For research purposes, it should still be considered headnote number 1. A researcher who is interested only in headnote number 5, for example, could simply look for the bracketed number 5 within the opinion. Before a researcher relies on any case in a written document such as a motion, however, he or she should read the entire opinion, not just the headnotes. Key numbers. Reporters are generally published by West, now owned by Thomson Reuters Publishing, and use West's key number system. This mechanism for broadening the scope of research will be covered later in this manual. The key number references are provided at the beginning of each headnote, represented by a key symbol, a topic, and a number. Line of demarcation. This line at the end of the last headnote indicates that all that follows is the official, word-for-word opinion of the court. Everything above is provided by the publisher and may not be quoted. Everything below is the court opinion and may be quoted. Unfortunately, if the last headnote ends at the bottom of the page, the publisher does not provide a line of demarcation at the top of the next page or column. One simply has to be able to determine that the top of the next column is the beginning of the opinion. Opinion. The opinion is the decision of the court and is printed below the line of demarcation. Although not captioned as such, the opinion provided first after the line of demarcation is the majority opinion. Dissenting and concurring opinions are titled as such provided after the majority. The researcher is almost always most interested in the majority opinion since it has the force of law. Nearly every opinion has three elements. 1. History. The court generally begins with a quick overview of how the case evolved. This is important to know, but a researcher generally does not quote history. 2. Reasoning. This is the logic the court used to reach its result and is what will convince a judge to follow a researcher's legal argument, so it is likely that the researcher will quote from this section of the opinion in a memorandum or other legal document. 3. Disposition. The result of the court's decision. The most common dispositions are for the court to affirm, reverse, modify, or remand. If the disposition of the case reverses, it does not mean the current case is reversed. It means the earlier, lower case has been reversed by this later opinion. Case from an online research site. Caption, disposition, case summary, headnotes, opinion. Case from a reporter in the law library. Caption, syllabus or synopsis, key numbers, headnotes, line of demarcation, opinion.